Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. 'Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And hope and love. What do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for the radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for the radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware.
You know we need them. We need those strategies. Need those strategies for living. So are you ready? Are you ready for your daily dose? Your daily dose of radio rehab?
Oh, I'm ready today.
I knew you would be ready today. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. You've heard the expression, a day late and a dollar short.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, you know me yeah. Well enough to know I'm always a day late.
Yeah, and it comes with the territory.
Yeah, a dollar short.
It's okay, though.
The month of March, last month,
was
Cerebral Palsy Awareness
you
Month.
You are a day late
and actually, and well, you know, but not almost, but not quite, because the March the 25th was actually Cerebral Palsy Awareness Day.
Okay.
And there are a lot of disability awareness that takes place in the month of March and April.
Yes, there are.
And we have a very special life strategist today.
I'd say so. I think so.
One of the smartest men that I have ever met, Talbert Tipton, is our life strategist today.
I don't think he could have picked a better one.
And we've got a family member.
Yeah.
We've also got Carolyn. We've got Lenyap, right?
That's right.
Good Louisiana word, a little something extra. So, you know, we are families, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we are not raised and we don't develop in isolation. We
not
develop within families.
And communities.
And that's one of the things that I think is so important with what we're going to talk about today here on Strategies. We're going to get to talk about cerebral palsy awareness, what it is, and we're going to learn a little bit about it from our life strategist, Talbert Tipton, and Carolyn Tipton, mom. And so we've got a special day here on Strategies.
I am looking forward to it. We've got a lot to learn.
We do. Folks, thank you for tuning into Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center. And Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing, and Learning RX, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. Back in a moment to meet Talbert Tipton, Carolyn Tipton, our life strategist today. We're going to learn about CP, cerebral palsy, right here on Strategies. Stay with us.
Thank you. and the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
And welcome in to Strategies for Living. I'm David McMillan, along with Lauren Leon McMillan, talking about cerebral palsy today. I guess I should say it correctly.
That would be good.
Yeah.
That's a good start for awareness.
Exactly. You know, if some people maybe don't know that cerebral palsy is a physical disability, it's an umbrella term that refers to a group of disorders, actually, that affect a person's ability to move. And the name says cerebral, which is of the brain.
Right.
Palsy is a lack of muscle control. Mm-hmm. And so it's due to damage to the developing brain during pregnancy, birth, or shortly after birth. And it affects people in different ways. It expresses in different ways. And it can affect body movement. It can affect muscle control, muscle coordination, muscle tone, reflex, posture, and balance. It's a lifelong condition. Mm-hmm. And it's different for everybody.
Well, yeah, and I think just like you kind of hinted at the beginning, it makes a huge difference about the family and the community and the messages you receive around it early on.
So it is an honor to welcome into Strategies for Living a guy that I've known for many, many years. He has a master's degree in counseling from University of Arkansas. He's got a bachelor's degree from Louisiana College. Down in Pineville, one of the smartest guys that I know, Mr. Talbert Tipton. Talbert, welcome. Welcome to Strategies.
Thank you for having me.
It is our honor, my friend. And, you know, you are truly an inspiration to so many people. Yeah, that know you. And I know you don't like that, because I've said that to you before. Off the air, and you don't exactly like that, and that's because you're a pretty humble guy, and you're a good guy.
Mm-hmm. I see myself as normal.
I know,
because I don't know any different.
Right.
Yeah.
So to me, it's normal.
But one of the reasons. That you see yourself as normal is sitting right here to my right.
A wonderful lady.
And she is Carolyn Tipton. And I've known her for about the same amount of time that I've known you. And if you've hung around around Ringo, Louisiana, you know who Carolyn Tipton is. Because her family... it's where you went to get your gas and get your car fixed.
Yeah.
Yep. Carolyn, welcome to Strategy.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Well, this, you know, Talbert started, as a matter of fact, maybe a year ago saying, you know, we gotta do a program on cerebral palsy. And am I saying it correctly? Is it cerebral or cerebral? Because I've heard it both ways.
I'll say it. Cerebral. I've heard cerebral a lot, but I've always grew up cerebral.
Yeah. But Carolyn, when you were pregnant, now Talbert is the baby of four kids, right? And did you know prior to the delivery that Talbert was coming into the world with CP?
No.
Okay. And so what was that like for you and Peanut? Well, your husband, Talbert's father, you called him Peanut.
Yeah.
And
we didn't realize that he was any different from the other children.
Right.
Until he was old enough to be sitting up and sitting along, and he just didn't develop like the other children did.
Right.
And he, when my other children were little, if they cried, I could love on them. They would be satisfied. Well, he cried a lot. He wasn't satisfied. Loving didn't do him that much good.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah.
And he had a lot of ear infection. Mm. But the deal was he was out of balance, and we didn't know that.
Right. And, of course, how could you know that until, a child begins to walk, generally, what, 8 months, 7 months, 8 months, 9 months? So you couldn't possibly have really understood the balance stuff until that developmentally the child was far enough along. When you did get the diagnosis?
He was two.
He was 2 years old, okay. One of the things that I think your family did that is so incredible, and I want both of you to talk about this, is you know, and Talbert just touched on it. You guys made sure that Talbert did everything that everybody else could do. And you let him know, you communicated to him, son, you can do anything you put your mind to.
Yes.
Yeah. Where did that come from? Was that you? Was that dad? Was that both of you? Where did that come from?
Well, when he was two, we went to Houston and we visited with a Dr. Chow who had written volumes and volumes and volumes of books about
cerebral palsy.
And she told us that he would grow up to be normal, healthy individual if we treated him like a normal, healthy individual.
Mm.
And if we treated him like an invalid and that he was handicapped, he would be an invalid, handicapped. So from then on, this is the way it is.
Yeah.
And looking back, in the 70s, I think, see people really being developed or the research was.
Right, more and more research was being done and found out and learned. Right. Probably some by Dr. Chow, yeah.
But you can look not only in our area of the world, but you can tell a difference between the ones who were raised with cerebral palsy to be independent and those who were raised where people helped them. You can immediately tell the difference.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm
so grateful to both of you for coming and being willing to be life strategists, because what you guys are talking about now is important for every family, every single family to hear. And here's what I want people to understand.
Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. 'Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Beyond. please don't hear this the wrong way, Talbert. Robert ain't normal, Carol. Okay. He ain't normal. And here's what I mean by that. As I said, he's one of the smartest people that I know. So not only does Talbert go and get a bachelor's degree, mm-hmm. he goes and get, and we got some stories about this, mm-hmm. but he goes and gets a master's degree in counseling, and he is a very spiritual person. So he decides to become a Greek scholar mm-hmm. along the way. And the man is, you know, the man is incredible. You have raised an incredible human being. He's kind. He's gentle. He's God-loving. And he's smart. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know if I could say anything more than that. But he ain't normal.
No, I'm not normal. I won't be normal.
Yeah. And one of the things that is incredible to me and has been ever since I've known you, Talbert, and I was trying to think of it. Carolyn, maybe help me out a little bit. Has it been 20 years? Yeah, it's been 20 years at least since I've known Talbert. And one of the things that, you know, stood out to me very early was your sense of humor, Talbert. Your sense of carrying yourself in the world with your, you know, you're not afraid to laugh at yourself.
No, and humor gets you through a lot. I mean, like right now, you either laugh or you cry about situations. I've always laughed.
Yeah. You've chosen the laughter. Yeah. You've chosen to see the lightness and the humor.
That's a great life strategy in itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, choose to laugh. Yeah.
I've always told you, keep the, when I finally pass away, I want people not to look at the date, look at the dash and laugh.
Yeah.
You, to know that anytime you think of me, you will laugh.
We have a couple of acquaintances that know you. And so, you know, anytime that your name comes up when you're not here, and, you know, we're talking to somebody that we know that knows you, there's always that sense of lightness and humor. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I know Talbert. And, you know, they may know Talbert from a lot of different places. Mm. They may know him as a Greek scholar. They may also know him as a great mechanic. They also
radio operator.
A ham radio operator. And they might have lost some money to him.
Yeah, that's right.
If you get him around the pool table. We're talking to Talbert Tipton, Carolyn Tipton today. Cerebral Palsy Awareness Month was the month of March, and we're focusing on it today, learning more about it firsthand from Talbert and Carolyn right here on Strategies. Stay right where you are. We'll be right back. Much more to come, much more to learn.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road, plus the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi. This is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, with special guest, life strategist Talbert Tipton, Carolyn Tipton. Today we're talking about cerebral palsy, because cerebral palsy, and in fact, all disabilities, you really need, we need to understand more.
Yes.
Than we do. And I hope one of the things that is coming across as we're, especially as we're visiting with Talbert today, is, you know, that there is absolutely, this is an incredible human being. Mm-hmm. I mentioned a lot of things about you, Talbert, but I did not mention, and forgive me for this, I did not mention that you're an ordained minister.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've done a lot of things. You really have.
Mm-hmm. But I give not to do them by, well, I did them because I just wanted to do it. I didn't do it to prove anything.
Yeah. Right. You did it to serve.
Yeah. And out of curiosity and understanding, growing yourself.
When I grieve of my sister, told me last week that I have the good thing about me, I did stuff because I wanted it. She's like, that's one thing you need to get back to. And I'm like, I would if I could afford to do the stuff I want to.
I love it. Do you both remember? And Carolyn, I'm sure you do. We were talking in between the segments here. You know, you think about the quote-unquote normal growth and development, right? And you had other kids that didn't have any developmental issues. And so one of the things that we just take for granted are things like a child learning to ride a bicycle, you know? And that's a pretty normal thing, you know. And, of course, as a child learns to ride the bicycle, you know, there's going to be some falls and stuff like that. Do you remember when, you know, it came time to teach Talbert how to ride a bicycle?
Well, he had training wheels on the bicycle.
Right.
And he rode it so much that one of the training wheels came off.
I can see that.
But he still kept riding. And, right. Finally, my husband took both the other training wheel off, and he could ride.
Yep. Yeah. Doesn't surprise me.
Yep.
Now, how hard was that for you? Because, again, the cerebral palsy expresses different ways in different people.
To me, I remember I was 7 when that happened, but they didn't make training wheels that were stout enough for all my age. So my daddy wanted to build them.
Right.
I would wear the white side out.
Right.
First,
Right. And because of the balance issue. One of the things with cerebral palsy is the balance.
And I didn't want to wait on my dad to make a new one.
Right.
So I wanted to ride a one.
Right.
And then that one failed. So I wanted to ride a two. And that's how I did it.
You mentioned actually keying in, like any child would. You watch your mom and your dad. And when you were learning to ride the bicycle and other things in your life that you decided to do, and you look over at your mom and your dad, what do you see?
The first time my mom saw me on the two-wheel bike was at night at 2. Bar practice, I could see the body in the sense of we did it right.
Yeah.
When they looked at each other, and the funny thing is, while they were having that connection mentally, I fell off right by nose.
Oh, my God.
So the first time my mom saw me on two wheels, I broke my nose.
The first but time she saw you off, too.
But you got back on that bicycle, didn't you?
Yeah.
And what I know from stories that you've shared with me through the years is you rode that bicycle all around. You like to ride your bicycle down to the dollar store, right? Yeah. And so one day you went down to the dollar store and you decided you were going to buy you a cassette tape recorder.
Right. And it was for school. It was cool. Like,
okay.
Okay.
But right. Now I know that was a good idea by several means. But.
So you get the tape recorder home, and you do the normal thing. You're playing with it.
Yeah.
And then you take it back to the dollar store because it's broken, right?
I thought it was.
So you take it back to the dollar store. The dollar store gives you another tape recorder, right?
Yeah.
You bring it home. And I'll be dad gum.
It was
broken too. You take it back to the dollar store. And they give you another one.
And that one was broke too.
But this time, your daddy comes in.
Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. 'Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And you're telling him the story about the three broken tape recorders.
Because, like any kid, they would go test.
Right.
Play it back.
Right.
Mom would broke because I didn't recognize the voice.
And what'd your daddy say to you?
That is your voice.
Son, that's you.
That's your voice.
And I didn't know I had a speech impediment until I was 12 years old.
Yeah.
And that hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. It, with any developmental issue, there are milestones, and they're different for different people. I mean, we can whether you're dealing with autism spectrum disorder, or you're dealing with cerebral palsy, or you're dealing with something like attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Sure.
There are things, kind of markers.
Kind of aha moments.
Yeah, that happen along the way that are very individual, right?
Yeah.
And so you're illustrating a very aha moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And until then, I didn't know I had speech impediment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Still to this day, I cannot hear my voice.
Right.
And maybe that is a coping mechanism.
Right.
Because I don't like to hear my voice.
Well, my friend, you know, all I'll say to you about that is I love to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Because you're a smart guy. And I want everybody to hear your voice.
Yeah, you have important things to share with
yes,
the
you
world.
Yes, you do.
My dad, I was still running to this. And one of my best friends came pulling him out to get with the 5 minutes of talking to somebody. Oh, people say, as soon as they hear my voice, they make their minds up. They cannot understand.
Right.
Even before the trial.
Well, I have a theory about that. I have a theory about that, and I think this is as good a time as any to share it. And I hope people will understand what I'm saying. I'm not getting up on a high horse here or criticizing anyone. Mm-hmm. But we are so accustomed to the instant. Mm-hmm. We are in our society and our culture. We are so accustomed to, we flip a switch and we get instant.
Right. And we don't have to spend time or effort or energy or attention even in the present.
Right.
Which I think is something very valuable about your voice, actually.
Yes. Because
people have to be very present.
They have to be, yes.
Yeah,
that's my
point.
They
have to be fully present and really listen to understand, which is something we need more of in the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have a lot. You have a lot to teach all of us, Talbert.
Then I will get again. I can academically understand that, but on a day-to-day basis, I'm just living life.
Yeah.
Right.
You're just living as Talbert.
You know, one of the things that's going on in the news right now is the recent passing of the Pope in Rome.
Why?
And through your Greek study, I didn't know until the last year or so that you routinely talk to a person high up in the hierarchy.
Yeah,
at the Vatican.
I know two different people
through your Greek studies because you told me several months ago. How very sick the Pope was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From the inside.
Yeah.
And I said, how do you know that? How do you know any more than I know from watching TV? And that's when I found out, Talbert's got sources in the Vatican. And so, you know, it's like the lesson for me there was, wow. You know, and this is the point I'm trying to make for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be more conscious. We need to tune in more.
We don't understand what each of us has to offer each other.
No, we don't. And but obviously, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with your ability to communicate. You're communicating with a couple of people over in a realm.
In Greek.
In Greece.
Well, they're English speaking.
There you go. We're talking to Talbert Tipton. We're talking to Carolyn Tipton. We're talking about cerebral palsy awareness and just the awareness of different disabilities that we deal with. Talking about that today here on Strategies for Living. We've got more. Stay with us.
by you to your table. We're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true. But Andre's bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
Welcome back in. Welcome back in to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, along with our life strategist, Carolyn Tipton, Mr. Talbert Tipton. We are talking about cerebral palsy, becoming more aware of it. And, you know, we were visiting, Talbert and I, Carolyn, were visiting with Reba not too long ago. She lives in Colorado, but she joined us by phone as we were kind of looking at what all we wanted to share on this program. And Reba mentioned something, and Talbert and Reba started talking about it. I had no idea that the radio station that we are on right now, Keel Radio, played an important part in Talbert's development in a very positive way, because, one of the things that Talbert shared with you as he grew is, I can't read. And y'all heard a radio commercial on the station we're on Hooked on Phonics. And if you've listened to talk radio or radio in general for any amount of time in the past, you've heard commercials for Hooked on Phonics. What did Hooked on Phonics do for Talbert?
Well, it taught him to read. I didn't realize that he was not reading. And he came home from school one day after hearing that commercial, and he said, I can't read. Well, shock.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I knew his writing was poor because of his cerebral palsy, but I didn't realize he couldn't read. And he told me if I'd order, asked me when I ordered that program for him, and I did. And every day when he got home from school, if he had homework, it didn't matter. We read and used that program.
Right.
And that's when he learned to read. And even my oldest daughter was teaching school, and she used that same program after she started teaching school with several different.
Isn't that so neat?
And Jeff doesn't say, I cannot say the English alphabet because when I was one minute when I took a breath of the other classmates go home, there's a gap.
Right.
I have been moving up a bit. I can play the Greek alphabet.
Better than you can
the English alphabet.
And what you're illustrating are, you know, what you're illustrating are very real issues mm-hmm. that, again, have to be met, have to be dealt with. Yeah. You know, you don't know what you don't know.
And I was more enough I could hide it.
Yeah.
I was in the ninth grade before
you got hooked on fun.
Anybody knew I could.
Wow.
And yet, you graduated from Parkway High School in Bossier City. You're a proud graduate of Parkway High School.
Yeah.
And then you went on. I'm sure there were people in your life that probably said, well, I don't know if you should do that. But you went down and you got a bachelor's degree from Louisiana College.
Yeah, and at the time I went to Louisiana College. It was a top-tier liberal arts college in the nation.
As a matter of fact, about the time that you were down there, somewhere around that time, our current Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, was on the faculty down there and was going to help them start a law school. It didn't end up happening.
I was about Bible. After, okay.
Yeah.
But I think that law school would be good.
Yeah. It didn't end up happening.
Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. 'Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And Mr. Johnson, as we know, went a different direction in his life, and we've benefited from it in our area. But back in that day, he was a life strategist here on Strategies for Living as they were talking about getting that going. And then it wasn't enough. You went on and to the University of Arkansas and got a master's degree.
You went to Little Rock, and funny story about that is when I listed all my accomplishments, one of the professors really knew cerebral palsy, and he didn't think I could do half of what I said I could.
Right.
And when I came for my interview, he said, make sure you're in a standard court and bring a two-wheel bicycle, because I don't think you can drive a stick, and I don't think you can ride a bike.
How many clutches did Talbert wear out as he was learning to drive? Because y'all made him learn on a stick shift, didn't you? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I don't know how many clutches, but I know he was working it at Albuquerque, New Mexico, when one went out.
Right.
And he and another guy fixed it.
Really?
By themselves.
There you go.
It took me 2 weeks. And the guy helping me, he never walked on a horrible.
But you took him. You took him through it. You know, there's probably to the chagrin of several people that you've met along the way in a pool hall have probably shook their head and as they were leaving, how did I lose to, you know, how did I manage to lose to that guy?
Yeah.
I hope I'm not blowing your cover.
And you're not, because I'm not practiced.
You're not sharking anymore.
You're not sharking anymore.
I wish I was.
You're a man of many talents, from Greek to counseling to to
pool,
car
to
repair
radio.
To pool to ham radio.
Yeah.
You're a man of many talents, and that serves you well. That has served you.
Looking at it, I have done a lot. I have just done what I wanted to and didn't let anybody hold me back.
I think that's why, Talbert Tipton, you are a wonderful life strategist.
Thank you.
And I thank you for I thank you for being here. And Carolyn,
thank you for having
you
us.
And your family, thank you for, you know, what you have brought into the world with this incredible human being. We'll be back. More strategies for living to come. We'll come back and wrap up here with Talbert Tipton and Carolyn Tipton today on Strategies for Living. Be right back.
Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center, .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Carolyn Tipton, Talbert Tipton. We've been talking about cerebral palsy today with one of my heroes.
Yeah.
Mr. Talbert Tipton.
You and mine both.
And there's a lot to take in. There's a lot to learn here for all of us. And, I want to ask you, Talbert, you've got about 30 seconds here. What do you want to leave? What do you really want to leave us with today?
Cerebral palsy isn't the biggest hindrance. The biggest hindrance is perception. I want to encourage everyone that when they meet someone different or someone with a disability, try extremely hard to throw out your prejudgment
see past that. I love it. Thank you so much. You're going to have to come back. You're going to have to come back and join us again. I hope you'll do that.
I will.
Carolyn, thank you so much. We learned a lot today, didn't we?
As always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I may not unbuckle my seatbelt. I may not unbuckle my seatbelt for, maybe 2 or 3 days.
All right.
Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing, and Learning RX, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Carolyn and for Talbert and for Lauren, I'm David. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.